A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Whisperer, welcome back, mate. How are we?
Hello, hello. I'm good, mate. Good. How are you?
Mate, obviously, we went through the engine room the other day talking about your positional scouting. Now we're going to go through the backs. We're going to kick off with fullback. And this one, it's just been thrown into chaos the last few days, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've scored the guns 5 out of 10. I had these closer to a 7, but with the news of Tommy Turbo going down, obviously, Kalen Ponga is still out. It limits us a little bit. I think there's two genuine guns in Pap and Teddy. And then you can sort of go a little bit elsewhere. That's why we've ranked the mid-rangers an 8 out of 10, because there are so many guys. And we touched back on the names that we spoke about earlier in the week with the Tommy Turbo podcast. You've got AJ Brimson, you've got RTS, you've got Latrell, you've got Zach Lomax, so Clint Gutherson as well. So that's why the mid-rangers are so high, but the guns are so small, because I wouldn't be basing my side around the four guys I just named. But they have fantastic secondary options to have in your team.
And, mate, no doubt about it, when I look at this... look at this upload from you. Obviously, the cheapies, it's what stands out for me. 1 out of 10.
Yeah, a little bit hand-in-hand with not many options being around, but also I wouldn't be putting a cheapie at fullback. The ones that strike to mind are Tessie New and Dane Laurie, and that's really it in terms of genuine fullback options for your cheapies.
I mean, if there was any position in the game that you'd be happy to cop a 1 out of 10 for cheapies, it probably is fullback, isn't it?
Yeah, mate, 100%. I think no matter the strategy, whether it's 2010 or 2030, I think two fullbacks is just the way to go. It's the highest scoring position, the highest ceiling as well. So,
and mate, as you and me spoke about off mic, obviously the mid-rangers, they sort of go hand-in-hand with your pod depth, and your pod depth here is sitting at 6 out of 10. There are plenty of options around that you can go, aren't there?
Yeah, I think with the news of Turbo being out, I think the pod depth could creep up closer to 7 or 8. With the guys I spoke about, I think Clint Gutherson's less than 10%. I know for a fact that RTS is less than 10%. Latrell's less than 5%. So there's some fantastic options. AJ Brimson's a guy I'm looking at. I saw his only 6% today. So fantastic for the pod players.
Mate, let's move to the center wings. And I reckon I could have written this one myself just based off what you've said over the last few months. Gun depth, 4 out of 10. We all know that you're going pretty cheap in your center wings. You know, probably the best gun last year was David Nofaluma. We're both expecting him to regress this season. No shock there?
No shock, mate. David Nofaluma, Zach Lomax, Josh Mansour, and Daniel Tupou. That's sort of it as to where I'd be happy to call the gun line. Mid-rangers is interesting because we've got guys like Val Holmes, Brian Kelly, Patrick Herbert, who's got a move, he's going under the radar as well, Jermaine Asako, Jake Avarillo. So the mid-rangers are falling out of our arse. Dylan Walker is another one I'm high on, so no surprise there that there's more versatility in the mid-range option. And the cheapies, I've made it no secret that I've gone cheaper. I can fill my center wings for less than 300K, so there's obviously a fair few options there. Max Fiego, Bailey Simonson, Tessie New, even James Roberts to an extent, a little bit higher in that price bracket. David Fusatu at 250K. So plenty of center wing cheapies getting around this year, mate.
And of course, mate, with a 9 out of 10 and a 9 out of 10 for cheapies and mid-rangers, the pod depth, it is amazing.
Exactly, mate. That's the thing. Same with the mid-rangers, the pod depth is incredible. There's going to be so much versatility if you want to spend a little bit more money there this year.
There's also plenty of room to screw up there, though, isn't there?
100%, mate. It's a risky strategy, and a lot of people that aren't huge fans of my strategy have mentioned that to me. And yeah, if we cop an injury, I'm kind of up shit creek, but it's the risk you've got to take. It's what I've taken the last 3 years and gone well in it. So fingers crossed, clench the butt cheeks and hope that it holds.
Mate, let's move to the 5'8". And, this position, I think it has to be Cameron Munster or Cody Walker, or you're in a bit of trouble, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm happy to chuck Dylan Brown in there too, but I've made it no secret. I think Brown's a fantastic secondary option. Scott Drinkwater's another one, but in terms of your gun battles, I think it's Cleary, Munster, then Daylight.
Mate, if Scott Drinkwater is named at fullback, does he jump Dylan Brown for you?
Probably not. I like that Dylan Brown's a ball hog and he makes a lot of tackles. So I think that edges him just a little bit. Dylan Brown, when he lays on a pass, we know it's a good option. He's someone that never really makes a poor pass because he rarely throws them. But when he does on that strike side of Parramatta, it's going to create a lot of points. Very, very high on Drinkwater, but I think at fullback, he's going to have less touches than he would at 5'8". I think he'll be on the end of tries rather than setting them up. And if he's not scoring, I think the chances of him scoring more points than Dylan Brown are fractionally lower.
Mate, cheapies here. You've gone 3 out of 10. I'm trying to think off the top of my head who are some of the cheapies in the 5'8 position. A lot of the guys I'm thinking of probably fit into the mid-ranger category.
Your mate, Matt Moylan, Josh Schuster.
Well, Schuster's one especially. If he manages to get a starting role, he's going to be an absolute must-have, isn't he?
100%. I rate the kid very highly at 203K as well. But mate, apart from Moylan and Schuster, I can't think of too many off the top of my head.
Yeah, I think, touch wood, I'm wrong, but I think the week Kieran Foran goes down, Josh Schuster, he's going to be the most traded in the competition, isn't he?
I think so, mate. That's the beauty of Supercoach is we get 2 weeks to look at the kid. So, I'm high on Schuster. Obviously, a really good pedigree as well. So, with the news of Tommy Turbo going down, he could even play fullback. Des might want a bigger body at the back as well. So, who knows?
Pod depth, as we spoke about, mate, 7 out of 10. Of course, there are a lot of mid-rangers there. Quite a few options there when you step down from your Munsters, your Walkers, and your Dylan Browns.
I can give you probably 6 off the top of my head. We've got Michael Morgan. We've got Shanil Harris-Tavita, Ash Taylor, Jamal Fogarty, Kyle Flanagan, the MILF as well. So there's 6 straight away that I haven't really even looked at that comes straight off the top of my head.
Mate, I've just scrolled down to the positional scouting for halfback, and it's a weird little ranking here. You got 2 1-out-of-10s and an 8 and a 9-out-of-10. It's a big swing.
It is, mate. No secret in the halfbacks. There's Cherry Evans and there's Cleary and then there's nothing else. I don't even like Cherry Evans, to be honest, now after the news of Turbo. So I'm happy to put it as Cleary and then nothing. Mid-rangers, obviously, we step down in price bracket. There are so many options, isn't there? There's a plethora of them, but I wouldn't be touching them. Even though I've put 8 out of 10 and a 9 out of 10 here, I've still given halfbacks a D because I think that everyone's going to have a very similar looking starting 7. You're going to get a little bit of variation in your backup, but this is a year this year where you've got to run Cleary in a mid-ranger because there's so little cheapies getting around. There's Sam Walker and that's it. And he's not even going to get a start, so.
Especially talking your gun depth, mate. I mean, there's a big gap between Cherry Evans and everyone else, mate. I reckon there's an even bigger gap between Cleary and Cherry Evans.
100%. Obviously, Johnson's out for the first 8 weeks, so I'm not going to include him. But look, even on Cleary's worst year, I still think he covers Cherry Evans on his best year. So I think that says it all, doesn't it? If we see a career year from Cherry Evans and a regressing year from Cleary, and I still think Cleary's going to cover him, I don't think there's a question as to who we pick.
Mate, I've thoroughly enjoyed going through your positional scouting with you. It's been fantastic. Good to see some content that no one else is doing. It's a little bit different. I think this is what The Whisperer is going to be fantastic for.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. It's always good to come on and give my thoughts. And at the end of the day, it's just my thoughts. I want you guys to build your teams. You guys are sending me your teams. I'm happy to give you my input, but I won't hold your hand and build it. That's what the content's for. You can pick stuff you like. You can pick stuff you don't like. And that's the beauty of this social media world. You can choose what you want to hear and what you don't. So, always happy to give my thoughts, mate.
And, mate, it's probably been a week or two since we have mentioned it, but obviously you've got your own podcast, you're on Instagram, you're on Facebook. If any of my listeners haven't found you yet, where can they find you?
On Facebook and Instagram, it's just at SC Whisperer. Building a really good community on both platforms there, which I'm thoroughly enjoying to see. And the podcast is only growing strength to strength every day, so... And that's the SC Whisperers NRL Supercoach Podcast. If you just search SC Whisperer on all platforms, I should come up. If I don't, send me a message and I'll shoot you the link.
Mate, it's been a pleasure as always. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you so much, Guru.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.